It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. It's Tuesday afternoon. That means Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver's on the phone. Hi, Jen. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Is it as nice and beautiful weather-wise up there in Hillsborough as it is here in Chapel Hill right now?
It is absolutely gorgeous up here, no doubt about it.
Yep, glad to hear it and hope to enjoy it while we can for the next couple of days here. We haven't talked in a while, so I thought I would take this opportunity to get your reaction to some of the state news out of the General Assembly. And we'll start with the good. Medicaid expansion is officially happening now. I mean, budget talks pending, but we'll assume that the budget will be passed and Medicaid expansion happens. How does that make you feel?
Well, I think it's very, very exciting. I mean, this is something that people have been advocating for a decade, and it is literally going to save the lives of many North Carolinians and improve the lives of many North Carolinians. And it's a shame it couldn't have come sooner, but it is very exciting that this is happening. And as you said, I think that the big question is, will be at what cost, since there is this provision that it won't go into effect until the budget is passed.
And of course, we've also got some more controversial news from some bills going through the General Assembly, what some folks are calling the North Carolina version of the Don't Say Gay bill. And we've also got some the bill changing the requirement for a permit from the local sheriff's office for handgun purchases. Are there any of those other bills that have gone through that you have any particular specific feelings or thoughts about?
Well, you know, every day is something new, it seems like. new things that have been filed, and I think we'll see a lot after this week. I think that maybe there's a filing deadline this week. And really what I am waiting for is to see what happens in crossover so that we have a better idea of, you know, what things will actually come into law. But as you said, there's already some alarming bills. The pistol permit went into effect immediately, I believe, which I just think is a real shame, because we should be looking at ways to keep our communities safer from gun violence. And there's plenty of data that shows that we can make a difference, that enough policymakers have to want to make that difference. And we are not in an environment here in North Carolina where that is possible yet. And also the Don't Say Gay bill and these other anti-trans bills that are being filed is, I have a lot of words I could say, but I'm trying to keep them minimal. But it is, you know, we have seen this playbook so many times before, and it is just such a shame and so sad and so infuriating that LGBT people, and especially now we're seeing it so much with trans children, continue to be demonized. And we also know that when cultures allow groups like this to be demonized, then it makes it easier to demonize more groups down the road. So it's a very dangerous path, and it's a real shame to see this happening in North Carolina, and I hope that we're able to turn it back.
That's the voice of Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. We're going to bring it a little bit more specifically close to home. Of course, all those issues affect everyone in our community, but more specifically close to home, we are entering budget season for local government, and this is kind of where It's not the most exciting topic generally, but this is where the real work in local government happens. So as we approach those conversations for Hillsborough, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what the priorities are going to be for the town and those upcoming conversations.
Sure. And it's still relatively early in the budget season. So not for staff. Staff has been working at this very, very hard, of course. But as far as what the town board has seen yet, it's still pretty early for us as far as specifics go. But what I can say is that We will be very happy to be having a budget cycle where we don't have an undone audit hanging over us. So that's going to be just really useful for us to see where we really stand financially with real numbers and what, you know, where our struggles are, where things are looking good or not. So I know we're all glad to be in that position again. And, you know, the first priority for Hillsborough is always taking care of what we've got first. So we'll be being sure that the basics are covered and covered well, especially as we know that our community has continued to grow. And so we want to be sure we're taking care of what we've got. We'll be looking to some critical things that have been put on hold due to the pandemic or, you know, because of our audit situation last year. And I know that the town has expressed interest in building up our effort towards affordable housing initiatives. So I know that we'll have some discussions on that as well. Again, needing to have those actual numbers in front of us to see what might even be possible.
You can keep up with all that's going on in Hillsborough Town Government by visiting their website, hillsboroughnc.gov. We're visiting with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver. And another thing that we've kind of got on the radar here that I thought you might like to talk about is the April 15th dedication of the Bonnie B. Davis Memorial Garden. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I'm so excited about this. I've gotten to know the neighbor's family, which consists of Mrs. Davis's daughter and her husband and their son and his family. I've gotten to know them a bit over the past several years, and which has been a true joy. And so I know that this has been a dream and mission of them to honor Bonnie Davis in this way, who, of course, was such a pioneer in agriculture extension services here in Orange County during her lifetime and over the course of her career. And this garden is a learning garden that's supported by a partnership of 4-H, Cooperative Extension, NCANT and NC State, and the neighbor's family. And physically, it lies in the Hillsborough ETJ. And so it's, you know, the sort of interesting spot that's sort of, it's not technically town, but we do have some zoning jurisdiction over it. So it's just right outside of Hillsborough. But they're a wonderful family, and I'm so excited that they're having this dedication as a way to honor Ms. Davis. She meant so much to many in Hillsborough and throughout Orange County.
It's always nice when you get to have something like that on top of all the more serious business going on with town government. It's nice to be able to celebrate something good for sure. Along those lines, something that we had our eye on going on in Hillsborough here in the newsroom was an upcoming event that is a dog Easter egg hunt and costume contest that Brighton was really trying to figure out a way to justify going to because he wants to see dogs in costumes, I think. What exactly is this event and when is it going to be?
Well, I hope that Brighton finds a way because this is a big hit in the community every year. I have to say my dog both would be terrified of all the other dogs and maybe not nice to the other dogs, and she doesn't like costumes, so she is not allowed to go. But well-behaved, vaccinated dogs are totally welcome to this event with their humans. And it's at 11 a.m. at Gold Park on Saturday, this Saturday, April 8th. And yes, it's this is sponsored by the police department, Hillsborough Police Department. And there are prizes for dog costumes, and they get to hunt for treats. There's a separate section for small dogs and elderly dogs so that they don't get too overwhelmed. And there's also an adoption event. So a really wonderful event. Hillsborough is definitely a dog town. So this is fits very well into the Hillsborough vibe.
Absolutely. We're talking with Hillsborough Mayor Jen Weaver, And we should probably wrap up here. It's already almost, it's 3:43, I suddenly realize. Get talking about dogs and costumes, and all of a sudden time flies. We've got about a minute to go. Is there anything that you'd like to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I think that about covers it. Right. Thanks for your time, for putting me on the air, and hope to see folks out at the Easter egg hunt this weekend.
Excellent. Take care, Jen.
All right. Bye-bye.